This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. As Illinois lawmakers are getting back to work in Springfield this week, they have a lot to accomplish. I talked recently about some of the priorities for State Representative Terry Bryant, who says a balanced budget remains high on her list.
Now, you know, dynamics change with four new Republicans coming in. You know, in the Republican caucus, I think we've talked within our own caucus about the fact, I think there's only seven, eight, maybe nine people left in the Republican caucus that have 8 years or more. So you do have a lot of fresh ideas, a lot of fresh blood in there. And I think that you'll find that in on the Democrat side of the aisle, with the exception of their top leadership. So first hope is that because you have new people, new ideas coming in, that we'll see a move in the right direction towards a balanced budget. Secondly, we have to have a new formula for school funding. There's a lot of talk about property tax freeze and how we need them, how we need some relief for taxpayers. But we have to have another way to fund our schools and local governments as well. You know, I just finished here in Mount Vernon with the chamber luncheon, and the city manager for Mount Vernon is very concerned about what happens if you freeze property taxes for 2 years. Average taxpayer wants some relief. So I'm hoping that we're going to move in the direction of a balanced budget with school funding reform and some relief for property taxes, and a way to make all of that mesh.
That is kind of what people have started calling this grand bargain. And
right.
We saw a little bit of a melting of the freeze on who's going to do anything. The Senate proposition, I know that Governor Rauner has said there is some issue that he has with it, but is that a step in the right direction in your mind?
Well, it's a step in the right direction because you have the Senate president and the Senate minority leader sitting down at the same table and working through some issues. So someone has to be bold enough to kind of step out and say, here's a framework. Now, anytime you get, you know, in Congress, they would call it an omnibus bill. So anytime you get something that is as large as this, let's just call them a package of budget bills, you're going to have people coming out of the woodwork saying they like something or they don't like something. Of course, you know, we're getting a lot of phone calls about the sugary drink tax. It's pretty significant here for us. We have Coca-Cola in the district. On the edge of my district and in Dave Severin's district, we have PepsiCo. We have Pepsi Mid-America here in Mount Vernon. So that's significant. I look at that and I say, you know, no, I don't like that. I don't like any new tax. But so we're all going to have a portion of it that we don't like. But then we look at some other parts of it that are important. You know, if we have a component that gives us school funding, if we have a component to it that finds a way to open Walker's Bluff, in Carterville, all of those things have to be looked at. People always say they want clean bills. They want us to vote on one thing at a time. We rarely see that happen, especially when you have to do such an overhaul on the state the way we're going to have to overhaul this. So we'll be taking a really close look at all of the finer components to the bill, but it's a good framework for a start.
A lot of people are saying we can't go any longer. You're hearing higher education, social services, even K-12 saying we can't do another year with stopgaps or maybes.
Right.
What is your level of emergency here? At what point do you say, I don't like everything, but we've got to vote on something?
So we're way beyond the point of emergency. But often in government, people who've gone before me, they get so frustrated and they do feel so tensed up about what's going on. There's an attitude of do something even if it's wrong, but we've done that for too many years. So we do have to be careful going forward. We can't just say, you know, for someone in politics, it's easy to take a vote that lets you go home. I mean, many times last year, it would have been so nice to come home and say I voted on, you know, a certain budget bill or whatever. But you and I have talked before about fake bills. Too long in this state, politicians have been allowed to just stick a vote on something and then go home and beat their chest and say, well, I tried, but I couldn't get anything done. You know, it really is time for real reforms here. My concern right now is we may have a president in President Trump who clearly is bringing jobs back to the U.S., right? And everyone in the country may be positioned to get those jobs except Illinois. And without exception, we are positioned geographically to be the best state in the country for locating your business. And what we've had in the past is Ohio and Indiana saying, well, you know, even though Illinois costs a little bit more, we'll go there because we save on transportation. At this point, because our workers' comp has gotten so high, they'll say, well, we'll eat the extra in transportation costs to go from Indiana or Ohio, you know, just to not locate in Illinois. Well, if we miss this potential boom economically that may be brought by President Trump, we may lose it forever. Because once those companies have located in other states, you're talking about generations before they're ready to move again.
That's Republican Representative Terry Bryant of Murfreesboro. Our conversation continues at WSIUnews.org. I'm Jennifer Fuller.